Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here with Keith Malley and Hamda. Guys, I have one question for you. What's up?
What's up? How are you?
Feeling good, feeling pretty chill, doing the most with the least. You know me. Pocket full of sunshine in a rainstorm. Old Silver Linings playbook, Brady. You know me.
Yeah, so you're still on brand?
I'm still on brand. Yeah, I haven't changed a goddamn bit. Not a hair on my head has changed, and I'll never change because I am me, myself, and Irene.
And also, I don't think we're allowed to change until phase five. I'm not really sure what the phases are, but that sounds right.
Yes, we will never eat in a restaurant in New York City ever again until we all arrive there in our own hermetically sealed kind of like carrying cases. We'll have to like do bubble boy stuff, I think.
Honestly, that sounds less lonely. So let's start.
Keith, do you miss restaurants? Yes or no?
Say that again.
Do you miss restaurants? Yes or no?
A little bit, because I won't even eat outside now. There's no difference to me that than pretending the tables are apart. Did you see my neighborhood, Astoria, made the news for biggest assholes of the week? Everybody's partying outside like it's the East Village.
Oy.
Yeah.
Xerxes and I took our bike to Brooklyn because I believe we did all the radius of Long Island City 50 times. So we had to cross a bridge. And when we go in the morning at like 9 a.m., it's fine. You can go into the parks. But on Saturday, I think it was terrifying. We biked through instead of staying, but it was not only everybody getting together there, it was like nothing is going on. In fact, there was space to actually sit separate than your neighbor who's, you come with some people, you decide that they're okay. I don't know. But then they also sat next to other people that clearly not everybody here lives in the same place or knows each other. Even though there was room to have distance, because the sun was hotter in that spot and there was half shade in the other. So there was a whole empty space on the grass that nobody was sitting. I want to stop myself from reporting what people do wrong because I know that everyone's doing something wrong and I know that we're about to burst. And maybe in some ways they're doing this stupid thing in order not to do like some next level stupid shit that we're not aware of because they're going nuts because I totally get it.
But we could be equally as wrong because we could be doing too good.
But fuck is all. Just fuck. Every time I see someone like at a bar standing close to like five people without a mask, I'm like, and three more days of me staying inside. Cool.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to not kind of immediately attribute your own sort of pain in this moment to the people you see who you perceived to not be following the rules. You know, like, it's your fault that I'm inside because you're outside.
Yeah. But yeah, really, I'm trying not to do that.
It's not that simple, but I know how tempting it is to make that connection.
But isn't it that you just mean if somebody's walking by themselves? Because I think it is that simple when you're talking about an Astoria, for example.
You
when
do, you're talking about, Keith?
I do.
You
I do,
do
I do.
Think it's that simple?
I find this one pretty fucking
Wait,
simple.
What are
I find
the, this one. What are the options? Black and white?
Simple or not simple?
Okay. Simple
this
or not.
Very simple.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like quantum physics is probably not simple. It's, although it probably is, it's probably bullshit. But anyway, this one, many people say it's bullshit. So anyway, when it comes to the being outside, yes, if you're outside in groups, it's very fucking simple. You're wrong.
All right. You heard it here.
You're wrong. Not- Shockingly. Hopefully not first. Hopefully you didn't hear it here first.
Hopefully here not first. You did hear it here. And you know where else you heard it? On every episode of Keith and the Girl from the past week. Okay.
Thank if you. Whatever helps.
If you didn't have enough shame in your heart about how, you know, you're not doing enough to protect your neighbor, or at the very least, as much as Keith's doing to protect his neighbor, which, as far as I can tell, pretty much nothing about your life has changed in that you haven't sacrificed one thing. So,
right. Is that why other people shouldn't have to?
No, I'm just
because
I'm
I
just
get to
saying,
figure it out.
No, I'm just saying it must be nice to be sitting up there in your ivory tower, you know, yelling at the people for doing something wrong when you haven't had to give anything up.
Well, he hasn't seen me in person in a very long time, and I would say, people who are in this conundrum, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people were born with a disease where they have to talk to people, and somehow I just never had that disease. I'm at home. I'm looking at a shelf of games that nobody's touching. I'm looking at party games on my Xbox that with nobody to play with. I'm looking at a backyard that only my girlfriend can go into. Of course I'm sacrificing. Shame on you. It's what you do, and it's pretty fucking easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. Yeah, it sounds good. Are you fucking around? Are you going out there maskless?
No, of course not.
Okay. Okay, they'll be making up things to these fucking mentally ill people.
I have cancer, Keith.
Okay.
I'm very careful.
I'm sorry if I want you to not die too much. What the fuck are we talking about here,
but
folks?
Honestly,
it's easier for Keith because he doesn't have to do it. Like, what does it have to do with anything?
No,
and I'm sacrificing
just rather,
like everybody else.
I would just rather you not yell at people while you wish that they wouldn't. On one hand, you want anyone who breaks the rules to get punished via the death penalty. But if people who are breaking the rules will die, and you're not up in your. You're so pissed at them for just doing what you want, which is to die.
Yeah, but they deliver mail and shit.
Okay. Well, if they deliver mail, then they're an essential worker, right?
And they have to party at night to relax because of all the stress. What the fuck are we arguing about? What's that like where everything can be debated? How do you breathe?
I'm not debating you. I think I've been agreeing with you this whole time. I just don't like when you yell.
You got to yell. We try to say things nicely, and eventually you got to yell.
Let me ask you, why are you yelling? Why are you yelling?
Because people weren't listening when I wasn't yelling. And now you got to be yelled at. Now you got to be slapped in the face about wearing a mask. Now I have to throw produce at you in the store. Now I have to do that.
I disagree.
Well, should have been nicer at first, and you weren't. And now I have to yell at you.
I didn't. Hemda, what did I do?
It's not. I can't make a show for each individual person. I'm talking to the assholes that aren't listening.
If you
and so I have to yell at them for 5 minutes at a time.
Individual person, you'd be brought up on war crimes because that would be vicious.
Right. So I got to do it this way. And if that 5 minutes isn't about you, or the section on George Floyd isn't about you. Then you'll just go, I'll see Keith in the next 5 fucking minutes. But no, I have to slap these babies around every now and again. And if it's 5 minutes each show during a week, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
it's my job.
I agree.
We could
with
be
you.
Done with this in a month, 2 max, if everybody wore masks. But no, I shouldn't well at will people because they're not babies. They just won't wear a mask now because they were yelled at. No one can tell them what to do, but they're not fucking children. No, you got to yell at some people. That's how they react.
Okay. All right. Hemda, your take on that?
You know, I really wanted to not take Keith's side because...
That's music to my ears.
I don't feel like Keith and I are on opposite sides of this. What's my argument? I didn't even think I was making an argument.
Well, yeah, I mean... The thing that you did wrong is expect that you didn't have to start an argument for him to think that you're arguing with him. I mean, that's that's basic Keith. Now, number two is I don't like the yelling either. However, sometimes it's funny and I very much enjoy the yelling. And then he does have a point because when I think about, let's say, a protest and people shouting about things and closing traffic and things like that, and other people saying, hey, why are you blocking traffic? You're supposed to be the good guys. Why are you yelling? Why are you pushing back? And then we're saying, hey, when you're getting pushed so hard. So I don't know. there might be good yelling. I don't know. We're in a pandemic and I'm agreeing with Keith too much. We're done with the show and that's that. Okay.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, I think that sometimes, Keith, I don't think you give people enough credit. That's all.
Look at the news. I did give them credit. I said it'd be done at the end of the year. I gave people credit. Now I see there's no fucking credit, and I'll see you in 2045.
Okay. All right. Well, I truly do respect your yelling. Listen. I do.
Thank you. Listen. You're what? Compromised. You can go any day. You stay in your little castle, and I mean that, and I will go out and do the, quote, dirty work, okay? But don't tell me how to be a soldier, okay?
These people are
trying to kill you, and now I got to go to phase two of my voice. They do not respect you. They do not respect your health.
I'm telling
you. They do not respect your compromised position.
I'm telling you that.
You know what they do now that's so fucking funny? They go, oh, I got to wear a mask. They wear a mask, and they cut out the middle. Because they can't tape a middle finger to their face because that would distract them from their daily lives.
I'm telling you, they hate you and they want you dead. I'll take care of it. I'm telling you that if you're doing this type of advocacy for my benefit, then yes. I do not care for it.
You don't know what's best. This is like Chris Brown and Rihanna. And Rihanna said, I forgive Chris Brown. And I said, well, I don't forgive Chris Brown. So sometimes I got to take control. So you and Rihanna continue your business. And I will save people. I don't mind.
One,
I have to.
Sometimes heroes have no capes and no sleeves. Two, you were just compared to Rihanna, and that's all I'm going to take from that. Because Keith is having a day. Maybe he's a little hot. The air conditioner has to be off for sound. So he's yelling at the person he's trying to, quote, save. And I think, you know, you're doing your best, Keith. It's amazing.
I'm doing great. But
yeah, he's doing his best and nobody else is. That's the point.
Right. But not only are they not doing their best, they're trying to stop me.
Yeah. Everybody's against
you. How about you let me save your fucking life?
Okay.
Please.
Go ahead. If you
thank you.
If you yelling on your show
yes.
about people in Astoria standing next to each other is going to save my life, then please keep doing it. Please.
Should we start a poll? Should we start a poll? Does Keith yelling help?
I have the poll. But the poll is Bianca one of my brothers?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But I also think like not for entertainment purposes, because Keith's yelling is great for entertainment purposes. It's great to see how his face can look like there's a lot of pressure in it and never explode. So that's fun. But for like regular saving the world purposes, is Keith's yelling making sense?
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, I'm sorry, Keith, I don't mean to be an apologist like for the people, you know, hanging out outside, not abiding by the rules. That's certainly not my intention. I think that you're absolutely right that people should be heeding the rules more with more, you know, of a spirited, you know, let's all help one another.
Should we send them cards? What do you think we should do?
I just kind of resent like you comparing me to your brothers who you know, say that they don't kick cops, so what's wrong with them? Right. I don't see how that's analogous. That's all I'm saying.
It's very analogous. Thank you.
Okay. So you're just going to continue to make fun of me and yell at me and not listen to what I'm saying?
I'm not yelling at you. I listen to what you're saying. But why yell at people that are politically wrong? We're all different. Well, sometimes people need yelled at, and I'm willing to do it.
Okay. That's great. That's awesome.
This sounds sarcastic.
Well, I'm just... I don't know why it just made me emotional. I feel like a dummy. But I really wasn't trying to upset you. And now I'm crying and I hate that because I don't get vulnerable on this show. But like Hemda, it is really scary to be immunocompromised And I relate to everything that she's saying. I'm just telling you that my point of view is that that doesn't make me feel safer, you know, to have so much anger around all of these issues. It doesn't make me feel safer to have people throwing things at each other in the grocery store. And I really do feel like everybody is trying on some level to be okay, unless they're not. And you can't decide for them just by looking at them what they're trying to do. And, you know, it's just so fucked up. This whole thing is so fucked up. It's so awful. And it's hard enough, I think, without, like, everybody tearing each other down for just, you know, trying to get a little relief in the park, you know. And Hemda, you only saw people hanging out in the park because you were in the park, you know. And you were riding your bike through the park. And maybe there'd be somebody who saw that from their window and say, look at this jabroni riding her bike through the park. That's not safe. You know, like Kyle, Keith, you're around Kyle, who's around her kids, and her kids are around who knows. And, you know, you don't know who everybody's with. And if you contracted the virus and gave it to one of Kyle's kids and they were asymptomatic and then they gave it to their grandma, you know, it's like we can be very responsible without being so judgmental, I think. And I think that it stresses me out when I listen to the show and I hear you, like, you know, these motherfuckers who are trying to do this, and now everybody's in a bad mood. And I get it, and I totally get it that it's like on brand for you to be yelling, and it's not on brand for me to be crying. And I'm really sorry because I feel like I ruined the show.
Do you think I'm somehow picking on you, like when you go outside? Because I'm not talking about Hemda in a bicycle, because we know her. We know she's scared. She won't even go camping. So we know she's away. I'm specifically talking about people inside grocery stores and parties on the street.
Okay. Then, yes.
I do. But I do think about that. Every time I want to judge someone else, I pause and I say, well, I'm riding my bike and it's because I have to release my valve. And I, you know, I can get really mad at Keith for always putting himself on a platform of, if you're not doing it exactly like me, you're doing it wrong. But if I'm going to get mad at Keith, I need to get mad at the other people that I think are doing wrong. It's very difficult because on the one hand, he is saying what the CDC is saying. And I can't tell if some people need yelled at. I don't think it's our audience that needs to be yelled at. So I more take it like he's a Muppet, you know, and I mean that kindly. I take it like he is releasing his valve, and that's his way of dealing with this.
That makes just sense. Like,
but at the same time, it's like, you know, I have to be careful because I could be triggered at any moment because we are stuck inside and someone's always doing something wrong around us because we're stuck in here. We're stuck like in who we can be in touch with and how much work it takes to be in touch with people now when it was already a lot of work. And all of that adds up to so much that I hope people are crying and being vulnerable. And I hope they are yelling sometimes just because it's a pressure cooker of a situation. And Keith is not a person who punches walls, but there are some people punching walls and punching their wives. And it's hard because it adds up to all of this stuff that we're all supposed to somehow add up to and do the right thing constantly in a bubble that we're forced to be in so we can read our own news and read our own situation and know that we're right so adamantly and fight each other to feel better. And I don't know where I stand all the time. And so the only thing I could say is you're right and you're right and we're all right. And if we stay sane somehow enough to go outside and hug a person and not be fucking scared, like it's airborne. If we, this mentality of turning my head when someone passes me on the streets of New York is, it breaks my heart every time, even though I know I'm doing the right thing. I know that, like, this person isn't taking it personally. It feels personal, and that's not real. It just feels personal. It all starts feeling so personal, like everyone is punching me in the face. Like, this is unbearable and unmanageable. And so it's just, you know, maybe we are supposed to get mad and cry sometimes and just kind of like disagree with how people are doing it so that we can, you know, make sure that we're doing as much as we can. So if we're disagreeing with that, let's check if we're doing it, you know. Right. Keith is not the safest person. He could keep thinking he's the safest person. He is trying to do the right thing. I do believe it. I do believe that it's hard on him, you know, maybe because he's not normally in this emotional state anyway. He's not more in that emotional state, but we're all in a state, and it's hard to remember, like you said, you know, I'm doing something wrong and I'm trying not to blame people for being inside. But it's very hard some days. It really is.
I have a shirt that says free hugs. I couldn't wear it for 4 months, Bianca. Don't say I'm not making sacrifices.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I totally agree with you that when you see, like, if you see, I saw in the news, there was like some swim up bar in like Nashville, Tennessee with all these like college age people just drunk. And I mean, I had that feeling of like, oh, what the hell kind of idiots would do this? Like, this is so bad. Stop it, you know? So I'm not immune to that thinking. And I agree with you that, you know, we need to follow the CDC. And if people are not doing the right thing, then, you know, there needs to be some sort of a call out for sure. I'm with you. So
I started wearing masks, like, you know, I think when most people were, but I don't know. I definitely had to get a vibe where, like, you go outside, you're going to be looked like as a piece
right.
of shit.
Right.
So maybe that's the seventh time something told me. I don't remember. But good. If it's me saying, hey, asshole, one more time and somebody put a mask on, good. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Did they get hurt for a second? Okay. Are they wearing it only so that they're not embarrassed? I give a fuck.
Yeah, that's
see, I'm
true.
So conflict. It's so conflicting to me because in a big way, I don't believe that people change their minds because somebody yells at them. But also, there are people who like to exercise with the fucking coach yelling in their face, and that gets them motivated to do it. There are people who enjoy that army mentality, like, yes, soldier, like they love it.
Right.
And there are people who straighten out when somebody yells at them and is aggressive in their demeanor and mannerism. And I don't get that at all. And I'm not sure that it works on some real deep level, but I don't know.
And I
don't
think
know.
That there are a lot of people when they get yelled at about something by, you know, like the libtard cucks over and over again, they just dig their heels in even more, you know? And
then their heels were already in, though.
I'm
sure, not making it worse because they were ready to talk. I mean, I think I'm talking to a young me is how I think I talk.
Right.
And I would need yelled at. Like, okay. Kate, what the fuck did you mark on your ballot?
and that's what I think. I always think that Keith does always say that. He says, if you don't yell at him and if you don't give him that, if you give him an inch, he said, if his dad would have given him an inch, he would have ruled the roost. That's his actual phrase. It's completely demented and very old fashioned. But I don't know. Keith went to the army. Like, okay, I guess you do like to be yelled at some level. Like, people go, how did Keith do the army? And he's like, you just do what you're told. And right. It doesn't sound like a mentality that fits this, you know, chaotic person who yells all the time. But I don't know. I've seen him be a waiter, and you don't have to talk nice to him. He'll do what you say because that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know. It to me, it's like when I first met Keith, I'm like, this is an American person. And I don't, it's a very weird thing to think about someone because I'm in America, but there's very much like he's America. And I guess it shouldn't have surprised me. He's from a small town and he went to the army and all this stuff. There's, I don't know. I don't even know if I went off into a different place,
mm-hmm.
or and I don't want to just be like, I want to make sure that I'm not saying that Keith is right in any of this. It's just, I really believe we're all right.
Okay. I mean, you don't got to go out of your way to not say it. Also,
we are all correct. We're all essentially saying the same thing. And this is what happens more on the left, is we're disagreeing with each other on the same point because we just want to feel good. So,
and just to be clear, of course, you're not like one of my idiot brothers in the beginning of this BLM conversation. I thought we were also talking a little sarcastic when you would say, for example, I'm not making sacrifices. So I'm being silly. But I do think some people need yelled at, and those are the people I'm yelling at to.
Yeah. And I just want to give a huge shout out to the listening audience. I cried, and that was me crying. So, I'm embarrassed, but this is me. This is me. So tell me it's okay, please, on the forums, or else I'm going to be embarrassed till next week.
Let's see Newsy cry, right?
I think I made it 100-something episodes without crying, and now, my streak is ruined. So,
not a member of Keith's family.
Jesus Christ. A member of Keith's family? Okay, but we do have to talk about last week's episodes.
Yeah, seriously,
what the fuck are we doing here? Please. Somebody should yell at me for not moving briskly along. Okay.
I can't wait for this description. Yes.
The CDC recommends that, you shut up about your feelings already and talk about last week's shows. Jesus Christ.
And by the way, we should hold on to this lesson, you and me, Bianca, about Keith. He needs yelled at. Okay. That's the quote. Put it on a t-shirt. Next time we want Keith to do something, let's yell at him. Let's fucking test this motherfucker. Like calling people a motherfucker? Keith, motherfucking answer your phone when I call.
Yeah, Keith.
Right. But it's got to be, these have to be smart yells, not maybe Hemda riding through the park is the same as these assholes partying and she's just as bad and who is she to judge? I mean, it's got to be pretty clear yelling. I know. I'm Hemda. I got to be wrong somehow. It's how we grow. Okay, Hemda. You happen to be right on this one. It's okay.
Yeah, I agree. You're right.
She can't go camping. She might be right on this
one. No.
I mean, what the fuck?
Speaking of episode 3293, Risky Business.
Yes.
Hemda, I say go camping. I say G-O camping, and have fun. So this is the other thing about COVID. I say always defer to the most nervous person in the group. and you do what they're comfortable with, and that's how you deal with it. So if you don't think you would have fun going, if you would be too, on edge, then absolutely don't go. But if you think that you could, sort of trust that it would be safe based on, the evidence we have about science, then absolutely, I think you should go. And I think it would feel great.
It's okay. So I was nervous about the public bathrooms. Then people started sending me, these private campgrounds. But then it starts turning into a hotel/Airbnb, which we learned was even worse than camping. And then, I start doing the math, like, if I get sick, will I think this camping trip was worth what I'm about to go through, which could be death? Maybe that's not the right math to do, but it's very hard to justify, a 3-day outing. It's so hard to make that decision and to pull the trigger.
And maybe, down the road, like if it's next year and this is still happening, maybe you'll have decided that it would be worth it,
But it'd be a bummer if you die and the lake wasn't even open.
I do get very jealous of watching people doing certain things, and I just have to be like, that's good that they get to, because we can't all just sit inside and explode.
Right.
I guess.
I don't know.
I guess we can't.
But you, Keith, you went through the list of the riskiest behaviors, and I think like -1 least risky was going camping, right?
Yeah. Then it was like, I think level 2 was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The list was like, number one, Hemda, you can go camping. It's fine. Number two, grocery store.
Yeah, throw in one of those bug bombs into your car. Come back a couple hours later.
And that was the poll, right?
Yeah. Is it safe for Hemda and Xerxes to rent a car and go camping? 65% say yes. 35% say no.
I want to give you this information, and maybe we would have to do another poll, but in December, I took a flu shot and a shot against whooping cough so that I can see my new nephew. And I got so sick, I almost went to the hospital. I couldn't breathe.
From what? The test? What?
Yeah.
From the shots, from the vaccines.
Yeah. Ah, wow.
Yeah. So I got the flu a little bit, but I threw up a couple times. I couldn't keep anything straight, and it was pretty fucking scary, especially when it was like getting less and less air in my lungs. I couldn't breathe. And I was this close to going to the hospital. Xerxes said, let's give it 10 more minutes. Luckily, I fell asleep because the thing started going away. And that's it. It was just exhausting. And I don't want to do that with COVID when I'm doing it with a vaccine, when that happens to me with a vaccine. That's scary.
Yeah,
I wake up with a fucking fucked up eye, Keith. I can't go camping. I'm just sleeping in my own bed. My eye is on my cheek. What am I doing? Let's just have another pot of spaghetti and, you know, go for a bike ride and be thankful about everything.
Yeah. Well,
there's a party on Steinway if you want to go tonight.
That's exactly where I want to be. Always. COVID or not.
Ugh. Don't go to that party. I'm doing it, Keith.
Yeah. How's it feel?
Those idiots going to the party. I hate them. They suck.
Like it. I love it. I love it.
Okay. I'm in. All right. Let's move on. Episode 3294, Entanglement with Danny Vega. The poor guy, he's in breakup mode. And he was like the most nervous about COVID. And then he became like the least nervous. I don't know. I mean, a real switch him up from our old pal Danny Vega. Yeah.
Maybe he yelled at, right. Somebody yelled at him on the other side and yeah. I didn't yell enough.
I don't know.
I felt so bad. 5 years of a situation, you know, and breaking up during COVID and just making that decision without having people to turn to. I mean, I guess we found out otherwise. He's just fucking hanging out now. I don't know. I get it. He wouldn't let someone on an elevator, but now come over to his house for brunch. Not following.
I guess that's what it is. It's when you're single, you know, not to jump ahead, but Hannah Boone, single. Now she's going out. I just saw her on social media at the beach. I get it's 100 degrees here, but Jesus Christ, all of a sudden, no problem with anxieties when you're single.
I thought of that, though, and I think that would make me more antsy. And, like, you know, I took 11 months out of the 12 months that I was supposed to stay celibate, and my head started going into, I want to do reckless things. I want to push lines. I want this kind of attention. And it's because it's very lonely to not have that physical next to nobody. You can't, you know what I mean? It's
she was going crazy. She was putting cucumber up her vagina and making crudité out her asshole. I mean, she was going through a time, folks.
Gosh, remember those days when Hemda was going to be poly and
come on,
poon, all about the poon and this and that and the third. Yeah, those days. Simpler. When all we had to worry about was Hemda's celibacy.
Remember all we had to worry about was constant vomiting?
I'd give anything to go back there.
I'm going to go on a speed thing. It's 200 dates in one night. Yes, you are. Of course you are.
You guys did a little Am I the Asshole segment with Danny where the question was about Funko Pops and this guy. And let me tell you, Keith, you're not going to believe it. I agree with you on this.
Of course,
one.
I know you normally make sense. I know.
I think that that guy is not the asshole because he was very upfront. He was like, this is my thing. And she was like, all right, I'm on board. And then they signed a marriage contract. And she was like, with the government as my witness, I have signed to let you know that I'm on board.
Right.
And then she's like, wait a second.
What do you think better or worse is if the worse is worse than Funko Pop? Like, what do you think it could be if that threw you? Yeah. Collectibles and then, that you said it doesn't affect right. your money.
A few yeah. years later, she's like, wait, even now you like Funko Pop?
Right.
You were serious like, about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
you know what I was surprised by? The entire forum seems to disagree with us.
Dude.
I thought this one was clear.
The forums are heating up. Okay, there was a mage drama on the forums between a sort of newer poster and some old stalwarts. And we had
stalwart a nice word because it doesn't sound like it's a nice word.
It's a nice? Like it means like old heads of the forums.
Trusty. Yeah. Trusted. Dang.
Okay. So yeah, the forums were lit. Everybody was, you know, doing yelling. I think the heat, it's like do the right thing out here. You know, the heat, the yelling, it's all has coalesced. And it made known on the forums that, you know, the wife is in the right because this guy is not reporting accurately the thing, and we're all making assumptions. I don't know.
And they're making up entire stories.
They made up entire stories. One person said, and like, so she can't afford her health care, and he's buying these like, what? Oh, now it's her final stage of chemo, and she can't get it done because he bought a toy Iron Man?
I will raise the children while you buy Funko Pops. Where have all the cowboys gone?
Here, I got a Funko Pop cowboy. No, oh, goddamn it.
There's also like a lot of judgment from, there was a lot of perspective. If I was married to him, I'm like, no, you wouldn't have signed the contract that Bianca said this woman signed because that would have turned you off from the beginning. And that's fair. No one's asking you to tolerate anything. This woman said, check. Yes, I agree with this. This is cool. And like Keith said, if that's the worst part of your relationship, then you're having great sex and you're having talks of a lifetime. You're happy to be stuck together in this pandemic. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to you. It's that island you guys always wanted to be stranded on, but like with, you know, a free range chicken that we're cooking together. Come on. This is, you're making up shit to be mad at this guy because that guy's not your type. That's okay.
I saw somebody made the woman ugly.
Yeah.
Like, well, first of all, the wife's a pig. Secondly,
right? Maybe if she was more attractive, he'd stop. Somebody said that.
Can you imagine some of these members being judges? Save it. I figured it out. She's a pig. Well, she didn't even come into court yet, Your Honor. I got an idea. And he actually is wasting the money, though, and she can't get her medical bills done. So,
yeah.
Well, the poll was Funko Pop, who is the asshole? 66% of the audience say the husband. I'm not into Funko Pops. End of story. Yeah, that's silly. That's silly.
Nice.
Yeah, come on, people.
I think they thought the poll was who's into Funko Pops. And like 66% are not into it. And that's cool.
Maybe they just mean like who's usually wrong. Like they didn't even know the story. A husband or a wife? Probably the husband.
Do I think that the husband's a great catch and his wife's like a super duper asshole? No, I just think in this one situation, based on the information given, yeah, she's the asshole.
Yeah. And good catch. Okay. It's not for me to say, but he's missing an eye. I decided.
Yes. But I like people who are missing an eye.
I also liked, Hemda, how you said on the forums that, you know, if this was the only problem in their relationship, then they would still be together. You know, like we could kind of surmise that, you know, there might be some other problems too. Like, what if he was spending all that money on gambling, you know, or, and he was like, you know, you knew when I married you that I was a big gambler or whatever, you know, I don't know. It's just the Funko Pops that threw people off, I think, because they seem stupid.
See how fun it is to have an opinion?
I have a lot of them, Keith.
I'm amazed at the price of things. I never understand why something, you know, like, you ever buy something and you're like, this is $10? It should be $1,000. Like, I assumed those Funko Pops were like $100, but they're 10 cents. And I'm like, how can you make anything that looks like a character's face? Even though they all look the same, I'm like, this is definitely Deadpool. Like, how did you make that? And I'm paying $10 for it. That's crazy. You know, and then something else is vice versa. What a world.
What a world. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
3,295 floodgates with Hannah Boone.
Yes.
I guess she hasn't heard you yelling, Keith, because she ain't following the rules.
Oh, my God. Wait, here's something, too.
She's out here in these streets.
And didn't mind saying it. That, yeah, to me was shocking, because we know in general people are fake. I'm not picking on Hannah, but I can't believe you would just say I'm not wearing a mask. Oh, multiple dates. Here's me on Instagram at the beach. I'm like, you're just fucking saying it. Good for you. Is this the new admit you have herpes?
Well, I don't know.
That's what she was saying.
I'm trying to normalize being on the beach today, even though everyone's calling me an asshole.
Well, do you think she was 6 feet away from other people?
No, she's dating.
I asked about that. I was like, is it kind of sweet and frustrating that you know you're not going to get a kiss at the end of the night because of what we're going through? And she's like, no, that's not a thing. And I was like, right. Okay, all right, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody wants to talk nice to her. You know, this is what we got.
I mean, breakups are hard. I don't know, but...
Okay.
I mean, at least lie about what you're doing.
Yes. What the fuck?
Especially to Keith, you know.
Hey, I'm on the lying show, so I'm not wearing a mask. Why? I think statues. That's like someone going, I think statues should all be the same. Haven't thought about it much. Just throwing that out there. Leave them all up. Okay.
Ugh, God. Yeah.
Well, it confused me that I saw Danny Vega in the background of her video when she first came on.
You were sort of trying to spill some tea. You were like, and so you two? Are you two involved? Or
a little bit, yeah.
Is that going to happen next?
Well,
or?
The way I saw it, they both broke up with someone. And I didn't even book that on purpose. I didn't know about Danny's breakup. So I thought maybe... they were roommates because he needed a place to stay and whatever, but they were so close to each other.
They're microphone mates. That's basically fucking right now.
But last time we checked on Danny, he was pissing people off in his office for not getting too close to them. He refused to take the elevator down to get food, you know, like he was not doing any of it. So it was a shock. So I thought maybe they're together because, you know, then you sort of like decide that you're quarantining together and kind of starting all over. And 14 days later, you're, I don't know.
Maybe they might as well. Might be fun.
I mean, now's a good time, you know, but it turns out they don't live with each other.
I'm shipping Hannah and Danny, and we could call them Hanny. And that would be fun.
We asked on the poll, are you contact dating? Your choices being yes, no, or I'm with one person. One person wrote yes, I'm contact dating. So Hannah's getting it out there.
It was just Hannah, probably.
It's only Hannah. I don't know. And the guys are just lying.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like only one person. Well, who are you dating? Obviously not a KTG listener. So it's not going to work out, lady. Or whatever. Okay, well, I did do some bonus content this week, and it might surprise you.
Should we talk
you.
About Hannah a little more in that episode?
Oh, sure. What do you want to talk about?
Well, it is true that Hannah asked us to remove some of the content. It was not about... Yeah.
a sexclusive.
It was right. not
you
about.
They could be like, hey, how about the masks? I sound like a real asshole. Now,
no, we said our ex's name, or I guess reference it. Somebody said the name and the place you work. So it flipped her out a little bit. And we just said, no, we can't do that. And she's totally cool with it now. She just, you know, she was like, hey, I just got really nervous, really anxious. Right. And I do get it if someone's treating you so much like shit and is still sort of like following you afterwards and making comments on it. I get the anxiety behind it. I just don't want to give him that power of she doesn't get to say this stuff, you know, and also me the power of this is being recorded.
Right.
And then exactly. It's, you said the full name because he was a guest the last time she was on.
Right.
So I said the title and the names. Then later she says Phil a couple times. I say Weird But True section. She mentions the post. So first she said, hey, I think Keith, I'm having anxiety using Phil's full name, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? First of all, fuck him. Secondly, I didn't hear anything that's bad. And I'll tell you something else. After 15 years of doing this, anytime somebody wanted something out, just between us guys, it wasn't the thing they should have wanted. So I tell her, you didn't say anything. Everything's right. Fine. It's also weird you want me to take it down, but I see you retweeting it and saying, you know, hi to everybody, you know, et cetera. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you also tweeted 7,000 times about your ex that we
right,
talked about.
Right,
on
right,
show.
Right.
So I go, you know what? I think it's, you know, fuck him if that's what you're worried about, you know. But actually, you caught me at a weird time because it's already up and it'd only look weirder if we did some bleeping. But I think it's fine. She said, okay. Then the next day or the day after, she wrote to me and Henda saying, actually, I'm having a lot of anxiety about it. And then we were busy and we just, you know, took our time to respond. By the time we did respond, Henda responded this time instead of me. And then Hannah said, okay, no worries. Was just having some anxiety. Now, this is, I want a little lesson to everybody out there. Always count to 10. Because that could have went weird, right? But it's like, okay, hold up. Calm
it's okay.
Down.
I'm learning for things to get comfortable being weird. If that person wants to not like me, and it's not how it happened, but it's one of the ways it could have happened. I don't like you anymore. I don't want to do the show anymore. And, you know, I thought we were friends. Okay. I don't know. That's what it is. I thought we were friends too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's never anything that matters. I remember Lance Weiss, he's a comic. He was a guest on our show. And he said, and it really went nowhere. He's not a giver. And he goes, hey, I'm going to need you to take out a story that I said about my grandma. And I forget the story right now, but I remember it being the only interesting thing in the whole hour. And I'm like, you can die.
Your grandma can kill you.
Right. Anna, we like you. I met and that was work.
Yeah.
No. Meanwhile, I remembered the story at the time, and it was innocuous, and you didn't really say anything. It's like right. These people that think it's never a thing, ever. You
right.
know, people
and
have, it's...
I think also, though, you can either decide I'm going to talk about it or I'm not going to talk about it, but you can't halfway talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Right, and maybe they just, do they think in their head they said something different? Jenna Friedman, who's been on more than once, every time she was on, asked for something to be removed. And we basically ignore it and say, oh, we'll look into it, and then she just forgets. But I remember, like, I said something about, you know, hinting about the president dying. Like, if you had a time machine, would you go see Trump when he was a baby? And she goes, absolutely, I would. You know, given the old Hitler baby analogy. And then she goes, please take that out. And it's like, do you look at your social media?
I think
that's you know how political you are out there? You know,
but I think she gets a response for being political. But I think, you know, it's okay to get a negative response from your political stance. And by the way, we are so close to getting that time machine. So she knew she was about to be tested. You got to get rid of it.
I don't want to look like a liar or a sissy, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Fact check. We have the time machine right here. And you pull down a curtain. You're like,
I don't believe in murder of any kind. I know it.
Yeah. Pussy. Murder, baby. Trump, you pussy.
Right. Like, there was I wouldn't also understand you don't want to kill a baby.
There was another one last, was it last week or the week before? What is time? When did we have Dante on?
Monday.
That was last week?
Yeah, he's the one we tried to record, but it's all choppy. So it's all choppy. I knew like 10 minutes in we couldn't use it. So I was texting Hemda, text and Slack, hey, I'm going to end this, just so you know. But Hemda wasn't getting these. And so she would ask a question like a normal human being. And she must have thought I was the worst interviewer in town, because I'm like, and fantastic. Dante, the best. I can't believe the show's going to be shorter than the mic check. Anyway, you know, and now I'm like, this show will never come out. So I'm like, buy Dante's. If he's throwing out garbage, buy it. Literally, if he's, you know, he does calls to better buy five services all at once. Don't even ask any questions. I'm just like, okay, well, apparently I'm the only sane one. Dante, what do you feel about? Fantastic, Dante. Great answer. Let's fucking end it. So time goes by and I go, hey, Kanda, that was nothing. We're getting rid of it. So anyway, it was so choppy. We just couldn't use it. That's what happened.
You know what? And I should have known. I was like, why is Dante Keith's best friend? Am I missing something? Like, you were saying such crazy shit, but I'm like, maybe I don't understand bros. Like, he was like, Dante, I cannot wait to see you and hug you again. Man, we gotta get together. Coffee, something. I miss you. I'm like, who?
Tattoos. I don't care what it is, bro.
It's, you're my favorite. Honestly, you're my favorite. I'm like, okay, what is happening? And then I'm like, oh my God.
I even held my phone up to the camera. I did this thing where I like hug myself and I have the phone in one hand, like scratching my other arm.
No, it dawned on me.
Yeah.
When it dawned on me, it was like the sixth sense. I was like, oh my God, everything that Keith has been doing and saying suddenly makes sense and I'm an asshole. And then I couldn't even stop it. So now I'm texting Keith. I don't know how to make it stop.
And I'm like, just stop talking.
I don't know.
She's like, well, I'm a human goddamn being.
Yes. It was so bad. And then as soon as we were done, he's like, I'm throwing it out. And I go, can it be? Because it was a 45-minute mic check. And then it wasn't going good. It was a half hour show by the time I was done. And now we got to record another one because that one's not coming out. So it was a 3-hour episode. I'm like, please, can we just put it? Keith's like, Hemda, I know how you feel. We can't do it. I'm going to have to be adamant about it. After you take, like, you know, take 10 seconds and you'll know that that's true. And I go, I know it's true. Okay, I'll call you back. We'll start over. I'm totally fine with this. And he goes, you can take longer. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
And even when, and then, you know, on top of it, Dante starts with, hey, Keith, how you doing, buddy? Hey, Kenda, sweetie. And then doesn't think the sweetie was heard and then says it again. I'm like, oh, Kenda's not a sweetie kind of girl. Let's not start that way, idiot.
I didn't pounce on anything. It was
no,
cool.
You didn't. But, it's just that, yeah, everything seemed to add up. So surprise, surprise, I got to yell at people not wearing masks. It was a hot day.
Hotsy-totsy. Well, I do want to talk about the VIP stuff I experienced for just this briefly. I watched some KTG TV.
Okay.
And I watched a few things, but most impressively, the pizza eating contests. Hemda versus Danny, and then like the all women except for Danny pizza eating contest. And I just, you know, like I've said before about Q&A and certain other things with the Keith and the Girl universe, I feel like I'm such a noob. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard of Danny, but I hadn't really seen him and I don't really know the vibe, but like Andrea's eating pizza and then people are watching it. And then I've heard those names before and those are names of people who we don't really like, some of whom we don't really hang out with. Right. And then Xerxes is there just
That's
the
funny,
same. As
Xerxes
it as
is there.
Ever was.
Allie Mae was in that pizza eating contest, mm-hmm. and we happened to mention them earlier about coming up to a cop and saying, why aren't you wearing your mask?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then some DeVito guy was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, how did that come about? Why did you decide to do that? And Keith, do you feel like your idea of entertainment has changed since you quit drinking?
Well, you're acting like I took females and made them do it.
Wait, are you saying that you don't yell at people because that was funny?
Me?
Yes. You're like, Keith, you found something better to do with your life now that you're not drinking? Or are we going to keep going this route?
No, I'm not saying it was all your idea and you chained them down. I'm just wondering
what happens to disgust you, obviously.
No, I'm just curious, literally.
Oh, really? That yes. You love it. You're not disgusted by it.
I love it. I love pizza. I love competition. I love the pageantry.
Uh-huh. Your voice had a
live audience.
Yeah, I think it's great. In fact, if I remembered, I would have watched this year's hot dog eating contest. I love that stuff. How it came up.
Joey Chestnut.
I don't remember. I guess the contestants must have been bragging to each other. I could see Allie Mae and Andrea saying who can eat more easily. And then we went, all right, who wants to be part of this? And then I believe it was Emily and Danny in a dress, right?
It was Kelly something.
Oh, Kelly Festuca, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was probably me going like, how could I get people together and do something dopey? But then I'll film it and it'll make sense because I'm a business person. That's probably my line of thinking.
It was fun to watch Andrea sort of, you know, she was very hot out the gate. And then, you know, watching her lose steam was pretty epic, as they say.
Hey, how about that? So you guys, you could see that to find out the winner. But the one-on-one, surprise, surprise, Danny beat Henda. Were you surprised that it wasn't even close? Like, what was Henda thinking?
Well, I think he started off with a big bite, you know, and that really set the tone. And he, like she said in the video, he grossed her out immediately. And I think if he hadn't grossed her out so much, she probably would have put in a better showing.
Thank you.
But she was like Bianca immediately like repulsed by him, so she couldn't even eat. So she like ate it really slowly, actually, after that. You know,
I was gonna throw up.
Yeah,
thinking
it was
about
weird.
It was
weird. So that was a fun trip down memory lane. Back when people could eat pizza next to each other, shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. So don't say I'm not making sacrifices.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But I don't want a Zoom contest. You know,
that wouldn't be fun.
Oh. Why not? Oh, no, everyone has to get their own pizza. I don't, okay.
Why not? Can't. It's not because you can't tell what they're eating?
Listen, in these meetings, we yes and until it's not a good idea, and then we put it aside. You know what I mean?
Well, I could just get a really tiny pizza and then shrink myself with special effects and make it look, right. You know, with movie magic.
God. She's eating them like, you know, donut holes.
All right, guys. Well, this was a hell of an episode. I'm sweating like a real sweaty sweatster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a
yeah.
lot of sweat.
Yeah.
Now that you're woke, the things we can't say anymore.
Sweating like a
you know
a pig.
Sweating like a pig.
Oh yeah. Cute.
Or a lady of the night in a place of worship.
Oh, like a whore in church. Sex worker observing her religious faith practices.
Frankie, I'm just going to say I'm hot.
No, you guys nailed it.
It's not worth it anymore.
We got there. It was good.
I'm stalling because I'm trying to think of a song.
As you think of your song, I'll tell you this. I did ask on that show you'll never hear, Dante Nero, like, are you going around performing stand-up? On the fifth time I was trying to end the show. and he goes, no, I'm not leaving. And then 2 days later, I see he's on social media at the stand. Now, people seem social distanced enough, but it's like, all right, that better have just happened that day, that invite.
And another thing.
Please don't stand so close to Keith. Please don't stand so close to Keith. Don't stand so Don't stand so close to Keith, or else you'll get fucking yelled at, you piece of shit. GateThatTheGirl.com.
You hear the birds chirping in the background during that?
They loved it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.